Marcus served as chief of staff to former Republican Governor Jim Gilmore and has consulted for various Republican candidates for the past two decades, including George Allen's most recent run for U.S. Senate. Last year, after Ken Cuccinelli reportedly dismissed Marcus's services as too expensive, the Democratic Governors Association and the McAuliffe campaign accepted his $140,000 fee. Republicans have attacked Marcus's appointment to the ABC board position, which pays at least $124,000, as unethical. During debate yesterday, Republican Senator Mark Obenchain of Harrisonburg put forward a floor amendment to remove Marcus from a block of gubernatorial appointments. He says the motion is an effort to avoid even the appearance of impropriety.
The public deserves the assurance that people who are being appointed to important positions such as this are being appointed because they are the best qualified person for the position, not appointed in a situation in which they're giving the appearance that they're getting a job as a form of political favor.
Senate Republican leader Tommy Norment of James City.
You had someone who had a lifelong history of affiliation with a particular party that not only did he offer a change of endorsement, he further shopped his wares almost in the form of a political prostitute. And when rejected by one individual, he offered those services to another who, in fact, was willing to pay it.
Democratic Senator Don McEachin of Henrico.
If this is so unethical, if this behavior is so demeaning to our political process, why was there not a bill or something to make this illegal, something to say this is unethical? Many of us on this floor are lawyers, and many of us on this floor will offer our services to a particular client. And as long as we don't have any confidential information, if that client rejects us, we go to another one. This is how this gentleman makes his money. While I understand many of you feel jilted, the fact of the matter is he crossed the aisle.
Senate Democratic Leader Dick Saslaw of Fairfax.
Usually when the public is riled about anything, I get an email, at least one. I would venture to say that when we say that the public is riled by this, it's just a few people in this room that are riled by it. I don't think the public is one bit riled by it. Quite frankly, to be honest, I don't think the public gives a hoot about this. If the guy can do the job, that's all they care about, not what his political pedigree was or who he offered his services to. Somebody offering their services to one party gets turned down and offers to another certainly is not a first in the history of the American political system, and I predict it won't be the last.
Meanwhile, Republican Party of Virginia Chairman Pat Mullins has written a letter to U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia, Dana Bente, to open a federal investigation into whether Governor McAuliffe's appointment of Marcus was made in exchange for his endorsement and consulting services. The Eastern District is the same office that indicted former Governor Bob McDonnell on corruption charges. Mullins says in his letter that should Bente not investigate McAuliffe, serious questions will be raised about the charges brought against McDonnell. Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.